Hi, I'm Guy.
Hey, and I'm Jose.
And welcome back for another episode of This Beats It All, discussions on the craft of screenwriting. Jose, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good today again. How are you doing, Guy?
Not too bad. Keeping busy. That's always a good thing, I think.
All right. That's what we want.
Yep, good to talk to you again. And today I thought we might look at some genre, if that's right with you.
Hey, no, definitely. I'd love to talk about genre. It's funny because I never get a lot of opportunity to talk about genre, you know, particularly the Save the Cat genre. For those of you listening, you know, I'm not talking about the simple rom-com or thriller. You know, we're talking about the Save the Cat genres, of which Blake came up with 10 of those. And it's funny because, you know, the way I see genre, it's like, you know, I jokingly say, you know, Blake gave birth to two children. You know, they're twins. You know, one was the beat sheet, and the beat sheet is the more flamboyant one. You know, he's the one who's more popular always, you know, in school
gets
and all
press.
That. Exactly. But then you have the genre child, you know, and the genre child is the one who's kind of been quiet, always in the background, but he's really the one, the underrated and truly the genius, you know, between the two of them, you know, and because that really is what I feel like about the genre, you know, and the genres are definitely, you know, we don't talk about it a lot, and I think writers really have to start looking at it more often before they really jump into the beats right away, because it definitely helps you determine, you know, what kind of story that you want to tell, and if you know that right away, it makes it easier determining again who your hero is, what the hero wants, you know, what's the problem that your hero is going to be having. You know, these are very three important elements that all stories should have, and a lot of times, it, you know, when writers start writing, of course, that's what they do. Writers write. But
oh, right. Yeah, I got you.
Like singers sing. But anyway, but, you know, when they start writing and, you know, they kind of get confused, they're not really sure what the hero wants and what is the big problem, it's probably because they're not sure of the story they want to tell yet. And I think one way really to help them out with that is, you know, you go to the genres and figure out what kind of story you truly want to tell.
Otherwise, you don't know where to start, where what's going to happen, or where to end. You just kind of ramble around. And I agree with you. I think that the genres is an underrated gift there in those books. It really does can cover about any type of movie out there. It's amazing how well it works. And this past year, one of my favorite movies I got to go see was Gravity. The genre of that seems to me very, very clear and very strong. Blake called it the dude with a problem, or in this case, being Mrs. Bullock out there in space, it's Dudette with a problem. Jose, kind of take us through the genre points with that and Gravity.
No, I completely agree with you. You know, it's a Dudette with a problem. For short, I just call it a doo-wop. But it is exactly a dude with a problem. And clearly, you know, if for those of you who are listening, you know, in each genre that Blake came up with, there are three requisites that make a certain genre, that particular genre. And Gravity clearly falls into all those categories. It fulfills all the requirements of what makes a story a dude with a problem. And the first being is you have an innocent hero. And that's clearly, you know, what the Ryan, you know, was in this story. You know, she was an innocent hero. And the reason why we call it an innocent hero is because they really have nothing to do with the problem that they're facing. You know, it wasn't their fault that the problem is coming their way. They're really just kind of going about doing their own business. And suddenly they're faced with this really big situation. So that's why that's why we call them an innocent hero. So clearly, you know, the Sandra Bullock character, she is an innocent hero here, doing about her own business, trying to fix up this, the satellite. And suddenly, before we know it, they're told to abandon because we have this a missile launch, and now we have this debris coming their way.
I think the key word there is suddenly, isn't it?
Clearly. Because, you know, it leads us again to the next one now, to the next requisite of what I do that the problem is, which is it's a sudden event. Like I said, you know, it's the hero had nothing to do with it. They never saw it coming, and it just comes out of the blue. So it's exactly what happened to Sandra Bullock. Minding my business, and before we know it, need to abort the mission because we're suddenly faced with the number three requisite of what makes a dude with a problem, which is it right away becomes a life and death situation. You know, and these are, you know, the three elements that really make a dude with a problem. You know, you have to have that innocent hero, a sudden event, and that life and death situation. And clearly with Sandra Bullock, you know, you're in space, it doesn't get clearer that it is a life and death situation.
What's neat about that movie is right at the beginning, they've got up on the screen, life cannot exist in space. And then they throw all this at them and you know right off the bat, this is life or death. There's no question about it. There's no, well, maybe if. No. There's no if. It's, it really is that black and white, life or death.
Most definitely. Again, that's what makes it, and when you're doing a dude with a problem story, you really want to be clear with how big that situation, how big that problem is going to be. It's going to be literally with gravity, it was literally life and death. But if
Yeah.
you're writing another dude with a problem where it's not set in space, but so how can you make that problem, a life and death situation? And I'm using, what they call it, this air bunnies, quote unquote, marks with my fingers right now, for those who cannot see what I'm doing right now. But it is quote unquote life and death situation for your hero. So you have to find ways to raise the stakes immediately. But another thing that I really liked about Gravity, as to why, I mean, why I really liked it a lot, and that's why we're talking about it in terms of its genre, is that it's very clear. There's no confusing the genre here. It's clearly a dude with a
Yeah.
problem straight throughout, all the way to the very end. And that's one thing, again, for writers, when you're trying to figure out a story, you don't want to be mixing genres. Yes, there are movies out there that kind of overlap, but you have to make sure as you're moving forward, you're writing and going page from page 1 to page 50 to page 110, make sure first and foremost that you're fulfilling at least one of the, of in the requirements, all the requirements of one particular genre.
Use the other genres maybe to flavor it a little bit, but that one main genre is really your
Yes,
target there, isn't
definitely.
it?
Because again, it keeps that story nice and clear, and it makes it so much easier for your audience or your reader to follow the story. Because like I said, the genre helps you determine what kind of story you have. And when we get to that, again, it's talking about the theme, the internal story. And when you have a dude with a problem, once you identify that and you're kind of thinking, okay, what's the theme of my story if I dude with a problem? Again, most dude with the problems, the real story is, in terms of just generalization, is we all have this inner strength that we didn't know we had before this sudden event happened. And that's exactly what Sandra Bullock shows us. Even though, she's this well-trained astronaut, and but they kind of, say that she just got what her, I don't know what you call it, her astronaut license, whatever you call it,
Yeah.
6 months ago.
It's
Yeah,
her first mission
exactly.
up there,
Yeah,
and
so she's
she's
a
a newbie.
newbie, so we know she's not really wanted. She's not as skilled as the George Clooney character was. So she's good at what she does, but again, she's not as great yet. And that's what this journey is going to be really for her, is to find that inner strength, to find her way back home and survive really this catastrophe.
Yep, that's a great character arc to go through and to watch, and not knowing how she's going to do it. So yeah, that's what just one of the reasons that was one of
Yeah.
my favorite movies
Like,
last year,
and
really.
same
So
with me. Like I said, it was very clear in terms of genre. It kept the story really simple and straight, and that's what really we're just looking for. And again, for those of you writers who may be listening to us right now, again, if you're not sure what your story is all about, where you want to take it, what the beats are going to be, if you feel like your beats, maybe you've written out your beats already, but you feel like it's falling flat, go to the genre. Figure out what your genre is. What are the requisites that make it a genre? Because knowing those three elements helps you determine what not only the external story will be, but what the internal story will be as well.
Well, Jose, hey, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to me about genre, and we'll be back again next week, and we'll see what we talk about
All
then.
right.
So, hey, have
Thanks
a good
again,
one. Good
Guy, for
talking to
having
you.
me. I'll see you soon.